어쨌든 까먹으실 것 같고.
So as usual, I'll spend a couple of minutes in meditation. Obedience to my guru and protector, Manjushri, who holds this heart as crucial text, symbolic, overseeing all things as they are, whose understanding signs fall with the sun unclouded by dreams or traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the patient love of a father for his only son. All creatures caught in the samsara, confused in the doubtless and ignorance, all one by their suffering. He was dragon, thunder, proclamation of the throne, draws us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our God, whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with 112 marks of a Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages, achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. Manjushri, all loving one, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness, enclosing our minds, illuminating our intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight in the Buddha's words and texts that explain them. So we have finished with the Four Noble Truths, right? And also a presentation of the 12 links of dependent arising. So if you have any questions pertaining to those topics, yeah, you can bring it up right now.
present whole.
Hello. Yeah, I got a question about projected result. So, for example, let's say at time of death, then there is this actualization causes of craving grasping that nourish the karmic imprint to born as a human being. So after that, then there is this projected result, right? So, is it correct to say that the projected result refer to the aggregate of the Bardo being? Because after nourishment, nourish the karmic imprint. So immediately the person die, then become Bardo being. Yeah, that's the first question.
I think it was covered.
Can I explain again?
Mingzu di karisigirza, mingzu di kanda padu, padu ki di pungbu di sigir besa. Pangdre di mingzu. Are you saying that the name and form refers only to the aggregates of the Bardo being?
Yeah, I was wondering if there is two sets of name and form, one during the Bardo being aggregate and one which after birth when the consciousness enter the womb.
So the link of name and form usually is usually starts from the time when the consciousness transitions to the next rebirth, right? Moves on to the next rebirth, right?
Okay. Then, move on to the next rebirth means go to the consciousness, go to the womb, or?
You take rebirth not necessarily always in the womb, right? So yeah. That's why I say next rebirth.
So the Bardo being aggregate is, then how do we...
So the Namji Yongda Chini Shayin Dukhan La Mingsu Ki Tende Su Dukhan La Kesi Di Nyan Zhen Jama Thapa Na Shaki Yuh Les Yongda Chabay Na Zoro Ongzi Chabay Na.
Generally speaking, most of the time, the link of name and form refers to the birth state, the birth existence,
okay,
when the consciousness transition takes rebirth, right?
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
What to say? Na ta parshin nekap tiya ta kazan shuva na shin parshin nekap tiya ta duni shai shita tona.
But as I mentioned during the explanation, the aggregates of the intermediate state being would be subsumed by this link.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yes.
There was. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Then, second question. So
you're asking whether there's one link or two links of name and form, is it?
Yeah. So name and form in the projected result and name and form in the actualized result?
There's anyway. Okay, what's your next question?
then you have the imprint that is nourished, then you have the Bardo being, and then let's say the karma changed. He didn't take rebirth. So but the karma, the imprint, right, the karmic imprint already nourished. So how do we look at this case? Is the cycle complete or is not complete? Because at death the imprint is nourished. But the bado wing somehow didn't take rebirth. So it's a kind of half-half. Neither complete, neither incomplete. Yeah. So I have this question. How do we look at cases like that? If the bado wing never take rebirth, then...
You ask again? I'm not concentrating. Yeah. Now I concentrate. Yeah.
I don't understand the question.
Because I find the question very hard to ask. Okay.
I ask for you or not?
Okay. Yeah.
One, let's say the due to craving and grasping, the karma to go to the lower realms ripens. I enter into the intermediate state of a hell being. So you create merit for me. Then my intermediate state changes into the intermediate state of a human being, let's say.
Yeah.
So then...
How to explain the case?
How to explain the 12 links in this case, right?
Yes. That is the question.
So if we take the position of the Abhidhamma Kosha, then it's easy. The intermediate state cannot change.
Okay.
Maybe somebody answer. What do you think? Take one question. We can sit down, then somebody can answer. Otherwise, he's stopping there. Sukim. Come. You got the question, yeah?
Actually, I have a related question. When the intermediate state...
Your question comes later. Now answer this one. You cannot answer, then don't ask question.
I don't know. Maybe, when the intermediate states die and they take rebirth, there's also actualizing cause. And projecting karma being activated. So there's a change in that state. Remember, they die every 7 days and take rebirth.
So you're saying that the intermediate state can only change after every 7 days? Even you do puja?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe.
Not necessarily 7 days. Yeah. Between 7 days, any time can be changed.
Yeah, but so my question is actually, when the intermediate state being dies, is there an actualizing cause to that?
Your answer? Not that.
So if there is, then maybe they can actually change. Because it's a new cycle that is activated in that independent state. Another question. I think once is it takes name and form, the cycle is almost like completed, right? almost completed. It can die. Like, for example, even if you go in the straight away, you go in the fetus, you can die. Right? If the fetus is aborted, it's the same thing. Right. Let's say you're pregnant, and then you abort the fetus, and before the fetus can actually take on, it's all developed, all its parts, it got aborted, it died. So the link is completed, right?
Yeah.
That's my the other question.
It's not completed. Between name and form and six horses, if the six horses doesn't develop, before that it can die, what? So you're saying there's a 12 link without six horses.
Okay, from what I read, the book says that existence and name and form happens at the same time. And name and form, immediately when the consciousness goes into the ovum, straight away it has form. Straight away, because there's a form already. Yeah. So once there's form, immediately there's aging, progressive aging, in this case now.
Okay.
Developments. Yeah. And it can die. Right? So it's completed.
Six sources?
Six sources, one source, now. Just a form. Now. No eyes, maybe.
Huh? Mental
but
sense.
But there's form.
Mental sense, yeah.
So my question is, in the book it says that existence and name and form occurs simultaneously.
Existence na siba siba maro siba tam siba tam mezo di tunyam sa. What form and name and which one?
Name and form and existence occurs at the same
one?
Time.
Number 10, you mean?
No. Yes. Number 10.
Number existence.
Yeah, yeah. 10.
Number 10.
Existence. Yeah. That means after grasping, craving, it activates the karma, and that potential karma become what they call a realized karma or something like that. Yeah. That means definitely you would take rebirth.
The number 10 and which one?
And name and form.
They are same, you mean?
Yeah. It takes place simultaneously. At the same time.
So it's not possible, right? Because there are the three projecting causes and four projected results. Three, how many? Can't remember. Three actualizing causes and two actualized results, right? So existence, the link of existence is a cause, whereas the name and form is an effect. So if cause has to precede effect, right? So in that sense, they can't be simultaneous, right? Cause and effect don't happen simultaneously.
So the book is wrong.
Whose book?
Somebody else's book. Huh? That is what I thought it should be preceded. Yeah.
Any book said that? I don't think so.
I shan't mention name.
must be your book. Huh?
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Mingsu dan kewa de tu niang lah.
So existence and name and form does not happen simultaneously, but if there is a translation problem, and if they translate existence to be birth, then maybe you there's something to think about, because the link of birth and the link of name and form happens simultaneously. Birth, I mean, the very first moment of name and form is birth, right? So sometimes, you know, maybe they use the English word coming into existence to mean like birth, you know. So maybe in that context, if that's the case, then existence in this case would not mean the link of existence, yeah. It would mean the English, you know, coming into being, you know, coming into birth, yeah.
Chuba.
No, this is number 10. So the link of existence here, link number 10. Existence, what is it exactly? It's karma. Yeah. So, and between cause and effect, it's a cause. It's an actualizing cause. Right? So, and therefore, cause and effect cannot exist together. So, yeah. Cause and effect cannot exist together. So, therefore, existence and name and form don't happen simultaneously, right? So, let's say a person's karma to be born in the lower realms is nurtured by craving and grasping, and as a result he enters into an intermediate state of a lower realm being. So let's say something is done to change his intermediate state, and if his intermediate state does get changed, then you know, the saying that the one cycle of the 12 links of dependent arising having to finish in a maximum of 3 lifetimes may run into a little bit of problem.
No? Huh? Okay. So, another question. Yeah. Any other?
I'm Ken Bushi. I understand that for in the context of Lam Rim, for child dependent arising, I believed this topic is meant to develop like our understanding of emptiness, or to help us to kind of arise a sense of maybe renunciation. So to kind of like arise a feeling of like renunciation in us, so that we would like to, we will be like want to get out of samsara. So the presentation of this 12 thing is the way that is presented, right, the sequence is like this, is because it wants to demonstrate the two types of causality, projecting effect and causes and effect, actualizing causes and effect. So this way of presentation, right, has it got to do anything with helping a person in retreat to arise an understanding of emptiness or to develop a mind of renunciation.
Okay, one more. Shorter.
Okay, so I'm saying that...
I summarize for you, cannot?
Huh?
I summarize for you.
Okay, okay.
The presentation of the 12 links, is it to help us develop an understanding of emptiness or a renunciation of samsara? One can meditate. One can use the 12 links of dependent arising and meditate on it during while on the path that is shared with a person of small capacity. While similarly, one can meditate on the 12 links of dependent arising in the context of the path of a person of a medium capacity. Going by this, then one can also say that, you know, you can meditate on the 12 links of dependent arising in relation to the path of a person of great capacity. By thinking of how we take rebirth in the lower realms, you know, through the 12 links, then this is something that can be reflected by a person of small capacity, isn't it? So if one does a good reflection of the 12 links of dependent arising in the context of a person of small capacity, it is possible to develop a sincere, a strong interest or desire to get a good rebirth as a human or God, right? By reflecting on, by using the 12 links of dependent arising to reflect on how we circle in a cyclic existence, then this can become a practice of a person of medium capacity, and through this one can develop a sense of renunciation and a desire to be free from cyclic existence, and which then leads one to develop an interest to achieve or desire to achieve liberation.
Okay, 다 장주 섬께 아스래 드네 딘데 계시 다 산제 토도 섬제 토도 산제 토도 로께 어디 임종도다.
So using this as a basis by understanding this is how one circles in cyclic existence, you know, by, you know, using yeah the 12 links of dependent arising you know, to understand, you know. Then similarly, you know, other sentient beings, you think of how other sentient beings are also circling in cyclic existence, isn't it? Yeah, based on the presentation of the 12 links, so then one can develop altruistic intention in bodhicitta, yeah. And then comes a desire to achieve Buddhahood. So the 12 links are dependent arising is essentially a presentation of dependent arising on the level of causality. Yeah, cause and giving rise to effect, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't it? The 12 links are dependent arising is an instance of dependent arising on the level of causality, isn't it? Yeah. So with this understanding as a condition, it can help us understand subtle dependent arising in that how all phenomena are devoid of existing inherently. Yeah.
Alright. Yeah.
So, okay, I understand that the presentation of the two causality, projecting cause and effect, actualizing cause and effect, actually, the purpose is to help us differentiate that through suffering there is a potential, and through suffering that happened in this lifetime. So, but even if I know that, how does it kind of help me develop renunciation or emptiness? I still don't get why if cause and effect, right, are divided into this category. What is the purpose? I still don't get it. The actualizing cause and effect, projecting cause and effect. We know that it's being presented in this way, but I still don't understand what is the purpose of this presentation. Because the projecting effect, right, is through suffering, but it's potential through suffering, and then the actualizing effect of birth and aging is through suffering of this lifetime, right? But so what if I know I differentiate these two types of true suffering? How does it help me to develop renunciation?
How does it help you to develop renunciation?
Or understand endlessness? By dividing the dependent arising into these two causality, how does it help us to in our meditation of developing renunciation of in accordance to each of the scope and also subtle emptiness?
Okay, summarize the question. Yeah.
So the question is this. How does the division of the 12 links of dependent arising into two instances of causality help one develop renunciation?
And also maybe understanding emptiness. I don't know. Because the purpose of the 12 link, right, is to help us.
Now, what's the purpose of the 12 links?
Yeah. Sorry?
So basically you are saying, why is there a need to divide the 12 links into these two sets of causalities? Yeah?
Yeah. still don't understand why.
That's
why
your question,
that,
isn't it? Yeah, that's the main question.
Yes, correct.
Okay, Yokshin. This question, why?
I die. Kaya.
So that you understand what in your past you did causes what you have right now, and what you do right now will cause you to have the effect in the future. And so you carry on like that lah, passive return lor. So you keep on continuing this way and continue to suffer. Right?
Oh yeah, that's why. Just follow number 1 to 12. Why have to 1, 2, 3, then 8, 9, 10?
1, 2, 3, 8, 9, 10,
yeah.
Jump back to 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, why?
I think Genma says something about, it's because of ignorance and compositional activity deposit the imprint into the consciousness in the past. Then causes the name
I put you on notice, yeah, that whenever I get a question, the question is not just directed at me, you know. You have to understand that it's a question for everyone. So all of you have to play a part by figuring out your own answer. So whoever asks a question, you should pay attention to the question and see if you know the answer or not. Rather than, you know, waiting for me to give the answer, you know, that is not that will not be helpful. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's your answer now?
If I don't quite understand what her question is.
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
Yeah,
another way of asking is,
yes,
why can't we just have one set of causality? Why do we need to have two sets of causality? Or another way of asking is, why do we need to talk about causality in the first place?
So that you know that how something is being created in the past results in what you are suffering right now. And as such, you continue to create that, you continue to do that kind of thing again, and you will result in the future. So you kind of see the cycle continuing. So you present the projected as in, like, you know, what is projected in the past result in what it is right now. Right? So what is being actualized, and then happen that when you actualize, you continue to create the cause again, the projected cause again, and then you actualize it in the future. Correct.
Yeah, Benny. Yeah. Next one.
Pado doya na dodo di pado wa parang si kulo si do di yung seba na seven years.
So the abbreviated categories of the factors, projection and actualization, are explained according to the actual chronological sequence. That means of the same cycle, how it is able to issue forth its effect, which is not in according to the sequence, according to the general occurrence of the 12 link as it's presented in scripture. And for meditation. So there are these two way of presenting the sequence of the 12 link. So the actual chronological sequence, right, projected factors, projecting factors, actualizing factors, actualized factors, and projected effects, they are according to the same cycle of 12 link that occur, all right, same one cycle, all right? So according to what has been taught, it's given like in the analogy of the farmer. Whereas the actual the sequence that is taught in scripture from 1 to 12 is more for meditation, to able to for us to be able to develop the three types of goals that Kenry just mentioned, yeah, goal of small capacity, to be able to avoid going to the lower realms, to be able to generate a mind wishing to be free from cyclic existence, and to develop compassion for others.
So, if you summarize the question even further, yeah, the essence is what you are trying to find out is why do we need to divide things into projecting causes and actualizing causes? Basically, why are there two instances of causality? Yeah?
To help us understand that the one cycle of these 12 links can only be completed in minimum of two lifetimes. The projecting factors and the actualizing factors in one lifetime, minimum, yeah, and the actualized factors and the projected factors in the subsequent lifetime, the next one. To help us understand that this 12 link is completed in that chronology of two lifetimes. So this is what is actually happening in reality.
Can you repeat?
To help us understand that the one cycle of 12 links can be completed in a minimum of two lifetimes.
Yeah.
You can't complete it within one lifetime.
Okay.
All right. Whereas the so that's the purpose of having this to explain the actual sequence of what is happening in reality.
How is that a reason to establish the thesis that you need two instances of causality?
We need two.
Yeah, there are two instances. So the causes are divided into two sets, right? Projecting causes and actualizing causes. Yeah. Why do we need to divide causes into these two? So that's the question. So if that's the case, then your answer, which is, oh, because this shows that the one cycle of the 12 links of dependent arising can be finished in a minimum of two lifetimes. How does that prove or show the need?
The root text, or not, rather the Lamrim Chamo states something like, to show there is a difference between the projecting causes and actualizing causes. They show that there is a difference. That's one, I can't really remember exactly what.
The page that comes immediately after the Quam, right on the
quoting,
top.
Yes, yeah. Quoting, I think, Asanga, something like that. Yeah.
Yogi, please.
So to show that there's a difference between the projecting factors and actualizing factors, and to show also that the craving, which which is an actualizing factors and feeling which gives rise to this craving, are not in the same sequence of dependent arising, but the result of some other sequence. This is what is shown in there. I'm just reading from there.
You are going some other place. Huh? Yeah, Cecilia, yeah. That's all to a new body. Pembership, you sums. That dubership, you sums. The check where I'm used. Cigar, that chin career is for trouble.
So, the very essence of Muiching's question is, why do we need to divide causes into projecting causes and actualizing causes? Why? Causes of Galileo, they're all causes, right?
The reason why there are two sets of causes is because the two sets of causes are different. Okay?
Hello?
Very team.
Even if there's one set. Okay, can we try something else?
Because I'm just thinking to myself, this thing going around why there are two sets of causes. One is a projecting set of causes, and I was thinking of the analogy that Ken Rinpoche gave us about the farmer, where ignorance was likened to a farmer. The compositional factors is likened to a seed, and consciousness is likened to a field.
Mm.
Those are the projecting causes.
Yes.
Okay, correct? So if we look at this analogy, the farmer may plant his seed in a field. You know, he goes to the field, dig it up, and just puts a seed in the field. But if he doesn't do anything beyond that, he does nothing else. You know, he doesn't fertilize it. He doesn't do anything. He just plants the seed. Nothing happens. The seed is just in the ground. You know? So that's why another set of what is called actualizing causes are required. And those actualizing causes, based on using that same analogy, is given as craving, grasping, and leading to then potential existence. Yeah? So that's why the function of the two set of causes are different. Yeah? One is the cause, of course, is the seed. That's the seed is in there. Yeah? So that's like the projecting cause. But unless you do something with that seed, it cannot, in that sense, give rise to an effect without the actualizing causes being in place, which is the craving and grasping and potential existence. Because immediately after that then, using that analogy, comes the sprout. You know, the craving and grasping is likened to water, fertilizer, and so forth that you put into the soil to make the seed flourish and grow, nurture it, give it the energy, and then the birth comes and the name and form, and that sequence of link 4, 5, 6, and 7 then arises. This is just what's going on in my head. That's why there are two different sets of causalities.
Okay, I got what you said, but if you have to summarize that answer into a punchline, you just say a few words or one sentence, and yeah, that's the answer. So you want to try?
I would say then
very short one.
Okay, I'm just formalizing it in my head. The projecting causes cannot give rise to its projected effects without the function of the actualizing causes. They work together. You can't just have one set, because having one set of causality, which is say projecting cause and effect, it doesn't work. You need the actualizing causes to energize your projecting causes to give rise to your projecting effects, and the obviously the actualizing results as well, which is the birth and the aging and death
getting longer.
No, but I think the thing is, I would say that projecting effect, if I want to cut it really short, I would say projecting effects the projected causes cannot give rise to its projected effects without the existence of the actualizing result causes, without the actualizing causes. I would put it like that.
So the effects of one cycle of 12 links of dependent arising must be preceded by its own causes, yeah. But within the category of causes, there are different divisions. There are different causes. So it's to highlight that.
You got the answer or not?
The reason why there are two instances of causality here is because there are different causes. The causes have their different. The different causes have their potential. Different causes have their own different potential, right? You want to try what? Answer given already, what?
I don't think so. A better answer than this. If you have, then you come.
If have, we'll buy you breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Wow. You're better than that. That's all thing, right? Kazu shuba na shire. That.
So what I mentioned earlier, the three projecting causes, what is their function? The function is to make the effect conducive to arise. Whereas the three actualizing causes not only makes the effect conducive to arise, but it makes the effect, you know, definitely, you know, to arise, yeah. So having said that, if the actualizing causes function is to make certain the arising of the effect, then in the case of a karmic propensity for taking rebirth in the lower realms, when that karmic propensity is nurtured by craving and grasping, then you're certain that a lower realm being's aggregates will be projected, yeah, or impelled, yeah, confirmed, right? If that's the case, then you kind of have to say that the intermediate state cannot be changed, isn't it? Jangwa, no business.
Uh-huh. What?
No. Chao to no business really. Yeah, of course, that's definitely not the case.
But here's some tangle. But here's some of the answer. But go to check it, juice myself, but let me do me go. And it means soon, and it's
so basically, this is something to think about, because you have both the projecting and actualizing causes present all. Then I mean the results would have to come, isn't it? So if the results don't happen, then. So let's say a being's negative karma to be born in the lower realms is nurtured by craving and grasping. So then you have potential existence. The person enters the intermediate state of a lower realm being. So as mentioned in the teachings, the intermediate state being possesses the shape of the next rebirth that he's going to take. Yeah. In fact, he has all the five sensory faculties, isn't it? Yeah, the intermediate state being. Yeah. So having said that, so is that considered a completion of the 12 links already? Because he has all the five sensory faculties while in the intermediate state and bearing resemblance to the kind of body that he or she will get in the next rebirth. So in that sense, can it be considered to be a completion of the 12 links?
No, yes. The mana that do she do some discharge than the devil to mass one.
So if you say no, then you have the six causes, then where are the effects? If you say the intermediate state being can change. So if you say after it's changed, then what happens to the effects? Will the effects take place in the future or not? Not possible, right?
So
if you say that the intermediate state can change, and at the same time you say that the 12 links is not completed, then you have the six causes which has already preceded it, yeah? So are you saying that next time, in a future life, after dying, or in a future life, the imprint that will cause the person to go lower realm, the same imprint has to be nourished again, nurtured by craving and grasping again? So if you say that is possible, then the assertion that the 12 links of dependent arising has to be completed within a maximum of three lifetimes falls apart.
What?
Mixer yorza.
Huh?
Mixer chitang, sinner dirisa. Mixer yorza.
Rinpoche, If we go according to your explanation, then you will probably have to say that the, you know, at the Bardo stage, right, the being probably will have considered as died, right?
Huh?
The being into the Bardo state. Mm. Let's say if I'm destined to go into a lower rung now as a Bardo being.
Yeah.
So somebody, you know, dedicate all the prayer.
Yeah.
You know.
Doris.
Then, you know. After that, you know, my karma change will go to another rung, you know.
Yeah.
So is it considered that this Bardo being actually died? If it is not, then the 12 link would not be have been completed, right?
So in order to change the intermediate state, do you have to die in the intermediate state, right?
The intermediate, is it considered as a death, and then from there, there's another actualizing factor that, you know, that comes into play that, you know, results into another rebirth, so to speak.
If the intermediate state does change, then the intermediate state being will have to undergo, he has to die, and then reborn again into another intermediate state. So someone in the intermediate state of lower realm, let's say intermediate state of a hell being, we say that we all we want to believe that that can be changed, right? Otherwise, give up. So in order for the intermediate state to change into an intermediate state of a human being, the being has to die, has to undergo death. Yeah. So in the process of changing, it does not happen just like that, right? There must be a process of changing from one intermediate state to another, right? So, which means before the intermediate state being dies, the imprint to be born as a human being must be nurtured by craving and grasping before he dies and changes intermediate state, right?
Yes.
So how many rounds of dependent arising are there? How many lifetimes already?
No, I mean, that is considered another... if you consider the Bardo being as that itself is a lifetime, you know, so that cycle has already been completed already. The earlier cycle of... that result in the person being born the hell being, right? That cycle of chopping has already completed.
Why is it completed? Has he received the aggregates of a hell being yet?
But isn't the case that Bardo being itself is actually birth and is also name and form? So that itself is actually is a complete chopping. At the end of it, there's also death, right? Yeah. Within the Bardo state.
So that
life is already completed.
There's a lot of suffering in the intermediate state being, as a hell intermediate state being. It's burning.
But isn't that you consider as that life is completed?
So for a person who is in the intermediate state of a hell being, and whose intermediate state is going to change into that of a human being, right? For that person, while he's in the intermediate state of a hell being, the six causes have already finished, But you have the six results, right?
Yes.
So are the six results already completed while in the intermediate state of a hell being or not? That's the question. That's something we need to think about.
We have to consider as a completed, right? Because there's already, you know, birth. Then you have the name and form. And right, what Rinpoche says, you already have, you know, the senses, everything.
Mm.
Yeah. So at the end of it, you know, the being died to be, you know, to take on the form of a
The intermediate state being does possess a complete set of sensory faculties, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
if we say that All the six results are already completed in the intermediate state. Would it be okay? Na? Would it be okay?
I don't think that it's okay.
Huh?
Kelvin say okay. Cecilia say not okay. Why not? Yeah. Why you say not okay? Yeah, you go. You sit there, sit down.
You want mine, right?
You want the stick?
Because I thought Ken Rinpoche clarified.
No, what he said. Now you have to tell exactly what he's saying. That part of Dong Hsia. That Chigalama, Silence of Sir Tapche, Nyasong, part of Tukurwa.
No. So from the perspective of someone who's going to change intermediate state during the intermediate state, so the person who's in the intermediate state of a hell being and is about to change into the intermediate state of a human being, oh, that person. That intermediate state, the person who is in the intermediate state of a hell being, that 12 links of dependent arising is completed or not? So he said, yes, completed. You definitely must have to say no, right? Otherwise you won't be standing there. That was just my comedy. So what's the reason? Because what's your reason for saying no? The 12 links are not completed, cannot be completed while in the intermediate state.
Not completed yet because the links of name and form
is there, right?
Six sense sources
is there,
and
right?
So forth, yeah. Those links pertain. Not specifically in the context of the 12 links, does not pertain to the Bardo state, but to the state when that person has actually taken the, for the sake of argument, we use the word final rebirth. We're not talking about all the times when he dies seven times in the Bardo state. You know, we are talking about the actual rebirth that person is going to take. So in this case, this person, if he's somehow, if we go with the argument that the in the Bardo, you know, where he's going to land up can change, then the name and form, the links of name and form, six sense sources, and so on, pertain to the time when that person becomes a human being. I mean, that is my line of thinking. That's why I was disagreeing with Kelvin.
So after entering into the intermediate state of hell being, let's say, the six links which are the results, starting from name and form, then the six sources,
feeling,
contact, feeling, aren't they all there?
I don't know.
Huh?
I get the sense perhaps somehow it's interrupted. for want of a better word, interrupted. And even if
the name and form of a hell being in the intermediate state, it's the result of which projecting cause?
The projecting cause of going to hell world.
Oh, so therefore it's a projected effect, right?
I'm not sure. Because my understanding, based on if I heard correctly, when Ken Rinpoche was clarifying the name and form link, you know, and the subsequent, because I think there was a question like, isn't there supposed to be, I think Tech Form brought up this question, isn't supposed to be two sets of name and form, one for Bardo and one for the actual rebirth?
Okay. You have Cecilia, who says the 12 links are not completed in the intermediate state, and you have Kelvin, who is saying yes, they are. So of course, we are talking in from the perspective of someone who changes intermediate state, during the intermediate state, right?
Yeah. So what other people think? Yeah, Jokshin, what do you think? Complete or not complete? What? What?
Still thinking is a good answer, yeah.
Okay. I will come back again. Okay.
Which is also a good answer.
Yeah, Lian. What do you think? You can sit down and say, what do you think? Yes or no? Huh? You are with Cecilia or with Kelvin? With Cecilia, okay. Benny? You with
Cecilia? Which position?
Okay. Yeah, Sikim? Kelvin, oh. Yeah, I don't know other people's name. I only call, I know the name.
Let me introduce this. Is That's Patricia, official.
Chatrin? Huh? Regina? Huh? Kelvin. Oh, everybody like you so much. Yeah.
So if you say that the 12 links are completed, in the case of a person who is going to the lower realms but changes the intermediate state, then it's the same as saying that he will not have to experience the sufferings or the results of something which he did, He did not have to be born in, So. So you would seem that one will not have to experience the result of the projecting karma that one accumulated in the past to go to the lower realms. Oh. Then, how is it purified?
We have to say something like that, isn't the pardon that then they are not how much to the Dubai now? That independently, the me do something. Lion, but did the leg let me do this?
Because if you say that all the 12 links are completed within the intermediate state, it's the same as saying that the result is experience is finished, isn't it? Or at any time, man.
That teacher that.
Mm. But if you say that the 12 links are not completed in the intermediate state, which means in order for that cycle, that one, the same cycle, the 12 links to complete, the actualizing causes must come again, right? Then the assertion that the 12 links of dependent arising of one cycle must be completed within a maximum of 3 lifetimes again falls apart, yeah? So it seems like you need 4 lifetimes then, right? Maybe more. After that, then again interrupted, no? Right? What's your luck there?
So 12 links become more complicated now, huh?
Yeah. You know, usually you say like, you know, you kill somebody, then the 500 lifetimes, or don't know, end up as what, right? As a, what, a fly or something like that. So how many cycles of, let's say I kill somebody, or kill goat, for example, or butcher killing goat, then after that the person actually have 500 lifetimes of being a goat or something like that. So that is how many cycles of 12 links? Because karma multiplies, right?
Mm.
But it's one action of killing, right?
Mm.
So.
One more? Yeah.
Repeat, yeah, it? Repeat, okay. Repeat. Say, for example.
Exercise, yeah.
It's okay, exercise. Okay. For example, it's always stated to say that, let's say a butcher were to kill a goat. And then, you know, in the end, he resulted in 500 lifetime of being a goat. Right? So it's like one action of killing, then in the end 500 lifetimes. So how many cycles are there? One cycle with multiple effects? Because karma multiplies, right? That's what it says. So how does this cycle, how do you calculate this?
So it's either one cycle or more than one cycle, right?
Yeah, or yeah. Is it that instead of, well, because it multiplies, it becomes many karmic, become many cycles, yeah. Because if that is so, then maybe you can explain how this died in the Bardo, but because karma multiplies, so you still have the karmic seeds there, maybe.
Did you understand the problem that was raised? One action of killing can result in many lifetimes as a rebirth in the lower realms, right? So is that one cycle of 12 links, or every lifetime is a cycle in its own, which cannot be the case, right? Annie?
Can I say something?
Oh, yes.
Your answer just now, being the cycle not being completed if he dies in Bardo state. I feel that the drawing is trying to teach us that delusions that you have causes karma and causes suffering. So that's what the projecting around is. So as long as you have that delusions, you produce karmic seeds and you produce suffering. Feeling is the end. So you do bad things, you feel bad, sufferings. So as long as in the Bardo state, which I heard you experiences, what you actually are going to be, what is going to be like in the hell realm in this case. So you have already had that feelings. So in that sense, that projecting karma has been experienced. So the cycle is very complicated.
Intermediate state human being got cancer, no?
I think you are talking about the feeling that's experienced in that realm, the realm of existence. For example, you do a bad thing and you're supposed to go to hell, right? So that, all those feelings of fire, and so that is experienced at the intermediate stage.
Who say one?
Well, you read the Tibetan Dead and what book, you know lah. So it is the feeling that is, that's the end of the cycle, I think.
Feeling.
And you have that feeling in the intermediate state.
It's called feeling, you know. So, in the Abhidhamma, So, according to Vasubandhu, in his treasury of knowledge, the Abhidhamma Kosha, one projecting karma only results in one lifetime, right? So I seem, I kind of recall that in the case of, the someone having to take 500 rebirths as a result of one action, yeah. So one rebirth, one action only one projecting karma only results in one rebirth. The other remaining rebirths are results of the completing karma. So as in the higher Abhidhamma by Asanga, Companion of Knowledge, it is not necessarily so, yeah, because one action can have more than one result. Yeah. So yeah, in the compendium of knowledge, so it is stated that one action can project one rebirth or more than one rebirth. One action can project more than one rebirth, in fact, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in Asanga's conventional knowledge, there's a karma where a single action projects one body, there's a karma where a single action projects many bodies. Then also there's a karma where many actions project a single body, and also there's a karma where many actions project many bodies. Huh? Page 240. So, anyway, this is quite complicated, isn't it? Yeah. So, something that we have to continue to think about. No?
What did you say? I don't tell a color. Sipa.
So, and in so in the forward forward process of the 12 links of the dependent arising, after feeling comes craving, isn't it? So, does craving necessarily occur after feeling? So basically, if there is feeling, then does craving necessarily arise? So, the Lao Jiao? Yeah, there's a question for the seniors. If there's feeling, does craving necessarily come about? Then how do you account for the forward process of the 12 links of dependent arising? After feeling, no craving. Pleasurable feelings, we crave to avoid the unpleasant feelings, and then there are some people who crave for neutral feelings also, right? Equanimity.
But not all feelings produces craving, right? Only some feelings produce
craving.
So if you say it's not necessary, then how do you account for the order? From feeling comes craving. Then from feeling, there's no craving then. So if there's no craving, then what's the next one? Grasping.
Okay, this craving, as I understand it.
So isn't it the case in the 12 links that from feeling comes craving, and from craving comes grasping? And
yeah, but your question was, does all feeling produces craving?
Oh no, that was not my question. The question is, does feeling, from feeling, after feeling comes craving or not necessarily?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So
yes.
Yes.
So if there's feeling, or if you have craving, do you necessarily have craving?
If you have feeling, do you necessarily have craving?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Example.
I may feel that I like you. But I definitely don't crave.
Oh, getting personal here. Yes, continue, yes. 我对你有 feeling 啊，不过 I know I'm craving 啊。
I think craving is a very quite a strong form of feeling, which not necessarily arises unless you have very strong delusions. I think,
So if you said that from feeling, craving does not necessarily arise, right?
Correct.
How?
So you ask me why from feeling craving doesn't arise?
No, because you said that it's not necessary for there to be craving.
Okay.
Tatanda Maripayana Lesaj. Lesana Satana Namshetan Papaja Shaj. Tuxin Matugora. This is Toy to Sabaya, Bani Tuxumare.
So isn't it the case that because of ignorance, then you definitely accumulate karma. You have ignorance, you definitely accumulate karma.
Correct.
And then the karma is infused in the consciousness.
Right.
And then, you know, and then the order goes on, right? Because there is ignorance, then there's composition activity. So likewise, because there's feeling there, then there comes grasping. If you have ignorance, do you necessarily accumulate karma or not?
Okay, I think I know what you're trying to. Let me try and answer.
Yes or no? If you have ignorance, do you necessarily accumulate karma?
Not necessary. Accumulate projecting karma. No, not necessary.
If you have the ignorance that belongs to the 12 links, don't you necessarily accumulate karma? I'm not talking about ignorance in general. Definitely you accumulate projecting karma.
But an arahant who realizes emptiness.
No, we are not talking about arahant. No, we are talking about the ignorance of the 12 links. So once you have the ignorance that is the ignorance of the 12 links, don't you necessarily accumulate karma?
Okay, you accumulate karma, yes.
Oh.
Let's say...
Yes, yeah?
12 links. Is there such a thing as ignorance of the 12 links?
Of course. There's not such a thing.
The 12 links is for accumulating, projecting karma in samsara, right?
Okay. So you accumulate karma.
So the bodhisattva on the
12.
So is it because of ignorance? If you have ignorance or from the 12 links, of that ignorance, if you have it, you definitely accumulate karma, right?
Correct.
And then because you accumulate karma, definitely the karma has to be, the imprint has to be left somewhere, yeah? So therefore, you have link number 3, necessarily, right? So if that's the case, then don't we have to say that because there's feeling, therefore, there's craving. Craving. Hi, Maya. Hi, Maya. So because of if there's feeling, then craving is necessarily there. Do you agree or not?
No. This feeling arises from this projecting karma. Okay. So it applies all the
labrim na chitanta labrim chung loi na len ta jap sha twa. Ta ni ti shim len ta labrim na jap sha.
So yeah, the answer is actually in the Lamrim Chenpo.
So craving does come from feeling. The experience of craving definitely comes from feeling in the sequence of the 12th link. But the craving, which is an actualizing factor, and that feeling that give rise to this craving are not in the
same cycle,
but as a result of some other cycles.
Yeah, this one we accept.
So, but my question is, feeling is a condition for craving to arise.
Yes.
So basically, as long as there's feeling, there's craving. That's the question. Do you accept or not? As long as there's feeling, then you're going to have craving.
Yes.
A lot of people shake head,
We're talking about the boundary of feeling within the 12 link.
That is different.
It's just talking about feeling.
Generally.
Yes, yes.
Generally.
When you have feeling, you have craving.
Sui Kim just said he has feeling for Ken Ribbage, but he doesn't have
craving.
The craving stays here, you know.
I think answer is Lamrim Shemo. I mean, those who are senior one, I think. I'm just asking whether you are reading or not. Yeah.
Reading now. Better than not reading. Yeah. It just says that where there is, you know, the statement in the sutra that craving is caused by feeling means that the feeling accompanied by ignorance causes craving. Where there is no ignorance, craving does not occur, even if feelings are present.
Answer is there. So
some of this discussion, the questions that were raised were mainly directed at the older students. Yeah. So those of you who are new to this, don't get discouraged. Yeah. Because the older students, they've been doing this for many years, 7-8 years. Some learning Dharma. You know. So, but still you can see that...
7-8 years.
Right? Still you can see that, you know, there's so many doubts, you know, still things, many things left. Unresolved, right? So, yeah. So don't get discouraged. So this way of conducting discussion, question and answer, is the goal is not to discourage people. In fact, the goal is to encourage everyone to pay more attention, to think more, you know, yeah, to increase the your interest in. My personal experience, right? I mean, you can say that I've spent like 17, 18 years studying, right? Or I've studied for 17, 18 years. But if I have to compare what I know versus what I do not know, the things that I do not know outnumber the things that I know. But this doesn't make me discouraged. In fact, it makes me want to, you know, find out more, yeah.
So 상마 셰바서 상게 시민 관한 독다 하시 때 마시 상마 제부도 때 마셰바이 다 되시
so so is the you know when it comes to the teachings yeah the dharma yeah until we are enlightened until we become a buddha there's always something that we do not know right only after we have achieved enlightenment then we can say we know everything yeah so it's the same lah everyone is in the same situation right
독신이 다 상마제부터 마셔버지요. 소 독신이 다 삼로시 인데 샤제 아니 높은 샤바라 슈장과야 어떤 말이야.
So you have to remember this, yeah. Until we achieve enlightenment, there's always something, to learn, to know, yeah. So and because of that, therefore, we just have to work at it, yeah. Continue to learn, yeah.
어 하바도 되네. 아니 지금 섬슈 깨지라 다루 마시면 균세지 육샤나 거면 말이야 다루 마시 싱금이 뭐 단독 가는 잡지 슈트야고야 싱금도 바제샤고야 아니 제 샤바이나 아니 사람 아니 지금 레하루 드라기 이래가지고 여발에 또 다른 섬슈 자제 바제샤모도는 신제 갖고 있는 말이야 제가 뒤에서 양 돌아 샤제 양 거 강토도 마셔봐야나 우주 잡지 바제 강토도 샤야가 종거야 어떤 데
So not knowing should not be a condition, a cause to get discouraged. In fact, it should be a condition for us to work harder, to want to find out more about what we do not know. Yeah, because if you have that desire, then we definitely place more imprint, and with these imprints, it will make our life in the future easier. Yeah. Otherwise, you know. You use, you know, your not understanding at the present moment as a reason to get discouraged and then you give up. Then you stop planting or putting any positive imprints in your mind, right? So therefore, we just have to try our individual best, yeah, to try as hard as we can, and to leave as many strong imprints as we can in our minds, yeah. And in doing so, we'll make our lives in the future easier, yeah. It becomes easier and easier.
Mm-hmm. 대란 차셔보이나 나 중직 튀거데 가시 남산 고트베 가시 고마토야 나디 삼마 파 땅바이나 나 생기든도 파샤 나 소수 겨왕가마 파샤 샤다마다 딘데라 투데도 시 체거로 마다 노트나
So I mean if you think about this yeah this you just take our situation here the same thing is taught to everyone But there will always be individuals who just get it, you know. And there are some who may take a longer time, right? So what's the reason? If we look at the, we have to analyze and we break down all the reasons, at the end of the day, you probably have to say that it's due to imprint, yeah. Yes, whether a lack of or abundance of. That was a kind of a, That was kind of elaborated translation, which does not distort the meaning.
Today, some of the time, yeah, for you, today is that today, Gongba Shishi, that on the Lopchum Chela or Kanto to Shu Gyaro Nam Soto, that's your team.
So, just keep this in mind, and we just work hard, just try your best, okay? Okay? Yeah, holiday. Okay, finish up with the usual prayers, yeah. So.